Now, for the big news, and this is going to be big whether you are an AI optimist, an AI pessimist, or anything in between, I'm afraid. And this is the news coming from Axios primarily. And again, this is the news that CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, is set to meet with government officials in Washington on January 30th. And this is going to be a closed-door briefing talking about major advancements that the company has achieved in AI. The major breakthrough, apparently, is PhD-level super agents, as they're being called, or advanced AI systems that can perform human tasks autonomously. So judging by the behind-the-curtain nature of this, as described in the Axios article title, to use some of their language, many are willing to bet that this might be the first practical use case, or really the mind-blowing practical use case. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with our first daily digest in a few episodes here. This one is jam-packed with information all coming from OpenAI. So OpenAI is very much taking center stage in the early days of 2025 with these announcements and the breaking news in the last 24 hours or so. First, we're going to touch on their new reasoning model that's coming just around the corner in a matter of weeks, according to a snippet from the rundown.ai linked to in the show notes. As always, big shout out to the rundown.ai. And then we're also going to talk about a huge breaking story from Axios, which has been the talk of the AI town starting late last night. And this is a story about Sam Altman being scheduled to brief the United States government about major developments at the company at the end of the month on January 30th. Cut here. January 30th. The rumblings and the reports have been using language like PhD level and super agent, among some other interesting reports. So let's go ahead and dive in. First things first, Sam Altman announced approximately 3 days ago now, on the 17th of January, that OpenAI is scheduled to launch their O3 mini model, and that access will be granted simultaneously to the API for O3 Mini, as well as an integration into the ChatGPT tool directly. And we've linked to an X thread that was shared from the rundown.ai, in which Altman thanks everybody who tested and researched before launching this product. Some key features of the model have mostly to do with processing rates and processing efficiencies. For instance, it's going to be all about speed, with faster processing compared to O1, although the performance may be potentially lower than O1 on some tasks. It's been designed for broad use cases, and it's going to be available exclusively to OpenAI Plus subscribers. So you do need a paid subscription in order to test O3 Mini. Now, the full O3 model is going to be released after Mini, but there are no specified release dates, and this model has been very much breaking the internet when it comes to its potential capabilities, particularly its scores on all of the leading benchmarks. A big one, for instance, would be the Frontier Math benchmark, where O3 achieved 25.2% success compared to other models at a 2% success rate. So quite a big difference there. And also a giant improvement in the software engineer bench verified programming tasks, a 22.8 percentage point increase. So a massive jump in software engineering, which is a huge use case in AI. Now, again, this is their next iteration of a reasoning model. It uses something called private chain of thought, as well as deliberative alignment for more improved alignment with safety protocols. Now, the details of deliberative alignment get a little bit technical, so we'll try not to go too deep into them. Basically, there are two main strategies, or two main stages of strategies for training that happens with deliberative alignment. The initial phase is where the model is trained purely for helpfulness and effectiveness, valuable responses without any sort of safety-related data. And then there's the reinforcement learning phase, where a specific reward model that has access to all of the safety policies is going to provide additional feedback on those outputs. So this is how the model learns to use chain of thought reasoning more effectively. And then as far as the availability of O3 or O3 Pro, it looks like, unfortunately, that's going to be under the $200 per month Pro subscription. But not all bad news. O3 Mini, again, is going to be available to us lowly $20 a month users. Now, for the big news, and this is going to be big whether you are an AI optimist, an AI pessimist, or anything in between, I'm afraid. And this is the news coming from Axios primarily. And again, this is the news that CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, is set to meet with government officials in Washington on January 30th. And this is going to be a closed-door briefing talking about major advancements that the company has achieved in AI. The major breakthrough, apparently, is PhD-level super agents, as they're being called, or advanced AI systems that can perform human tasks autonomously. Now, this sounds a little bit like old news, somewhat, probably, to those of us who have been talking about agents for a little while now, but we have yet to see a really practical agentic AI system, I think, especially truly autonomous. So judging by the behind-the-curtain nature of this, as described in the Axios article title, to use some of their language, many are willing to bet that this might be the first practical use case, or really the mind-blowing practical use case. One of the quotes that's been flying around is that several of these OpenAI staff members and engineers have been sharing, whether on X or among their social circles, that they are both quote-unquote jazzed and spooked by recent progress. So when those internal developers and engineers are spooked, you know that something big is happening. And this comes at a time where we know that OpenAI has been working on an agent called the Operator, so it could be very much involved with that project, and when every other major AI company and player is very much in the same race. Microsoft's Copilot has recently been enhanced, allowing it to create spreadsheets and software applications. Zuckerberg has predicted that AI is going to perform as well as mid-level engineers in 2025. But of course, there's opposite reactions as well, skepticism and concern. You have all of the familiar and rightful concerns with the economic implications, like job displacement and jobs simply going away. Now, interestingly, we've talked about this before too. It's not really the blue collar and the manual jobs that everybody thought would go first that robotics will someday definitely have a large effect on. And that day is also coming sooner than we know. But it's the knowledge workers, it's the creative jobs that are very much under threat. So you have the economists who are concerned, but you also have the doubters of the technology. For instance, well-known computer scientist Gary Marcus does not see any feasibility with having PhD-level super agents in 2025. And to his point, many people are kind of pointing out the fact that OpenAI launches in the past have fallen a bit short of expectations, to which I would respond by saying it's a fair point. Maybe that's kind of what we'll see with this public O3 mini launch that we're all going to see. And so I think that launch might be in that vein. But again, I'm inclined to believe that whatever the government is finding out at the end of the month here, and whatever OpenAI actually knows and what they're not telling the public, is going to be far more interesting than any of their previous or public launches. So in 10 days, we will likely know a lot more, and we will likely be back here talking more about OpenAI, and probably in the days between as well. Now, not to totally rain on the OpenAI hype parade that's been taking place, but literally as we're recording this episode, I stumble across a tweet or an X post from the early hours of this morning from Sam Altman himself saying, quote unquote, "Twitter hype is out of control again. We are not going to deploy AGI next month, nor have we been able to build it. We have some very cool stuff for you, but please chill and cut your expectations 100x. So I feel like that might be spoken directly to me and the rest of us AI hypers. And if I am an AI hyper, just know that it's completely genuine. And whether I am overhyping things or not, I legitimately am that excited about them. So take that tweet from Sam Altman as you will. I also love how he's still calling it Twitter on X. So there's that brand debate for you around X versus Twitter. Hit me up in the comments about what you think about that branding decision. I think Elon might be the only one that could have gotten away with that. And maybe it has yet to be determined if he even has gotten away with it. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.